Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Hey, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm here with John Levine.
Just you and me, Dougie.
That's right. Now, Talia's on a cruise ship.
Yeah, we told her to take a slow boat to China.
Yeah, she took us literally. She actually did it.
Yeah. She's not right. Going to China, though. I think she's just going to the Bahamas.
Just some sort of, some sort of boat ride.
Yeah, some pile of sand in the middle of the Caribbean.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. And boy, I got a lot to talk about today. It's going to be an interesting show. A lot's going on. Lots happening. And, first let's start off with the fact that you sold your house.
I did actually today.
Yeah.
Today we signed the papers.
Yeah. So
I am Atlanta bound.
So is that like, you feel like you got divorced when you walk? Isn't it like sometimes when you sell the house, you know, and you think about it, it's all done. Like now you're going to take every bill that you had to pay every month is now gone. Literally,
well,
in a sense.
Well, it's substituted. You know what I mean?
Well, for now it is. Until you find another place, you don't have to worry about the water, the electric, cable.
Right. Yeah.
Right, mortgage.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, all that kind of. You know,
yard
that's
work.
No, yeah.
Did you cut your own yard?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Which, by the way, I got to mention to you, speaking of labor.
The 22 push-up thing.
We're going to talk about this
today. Yeah, I got a blister on my hand, see? I couldn't do it.
It's like unpatriotic. You know,
it's like taking a knee at a football game during the national anthem. I mean, how dare you?
It is.
I don't even understand. I mean, I understand what PTSD is, but I don't understand how this is raising. What is it? Is it charity?
Yeah, you talk about it. You know, you share it like I'm going
to. Are you donating any money?
Yeah,
is
I donated like $50.
Yeah, I'd like to see the receipt.
Yeah, well, it was done online. So.
Oh, really? They don't give receipts online?
Well, that's it. I can show it to you. I'm not Hillary. I'm not hiding shit.
Oh, I see.
Which we'll talk about that today. Her fainting spell. Is she well? Is she, you know, is she sick? Is all the sins of her corruption just eating away at her soul? And she can't even stand up straight.
That must be what, or it's just pneumonia.
That's bad for a woman that age, pneumonia. It's bad for anybody, pneumonia.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's not, the way they're speculating on this, it's like, oh, well, she might have cancer, she might have Parkinson's disease, and she might, you know, I mean, they're going, and it's like, yeah, she's got pneumonia. She's been campaigning for like 500 days
straight. I think she was smoking bath salts.
She could have been. Well, it's like, you know what's so funny, because they were like, oh, you know, she got a little woozy and stuff. I'm like, maybe she was just fucking hungover. Like I get that way when I'm hungover.
She had a few fireballs.
Yeah, I mean, you get really drunk the night before, and then you're out on the beach, and you're like, holy fuck, I'm so dehydrated. That
is the worst thing in the world. I think the worst thing in the world you can ever do is drink champagne all night at a party and then sit on the beach.
Oh, God, you could die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally,
you could.
Because you
your head can literally split open like a coconut.
Exactly. But I don't think anybody walked by and be like, oh, my God, that guy's got MS.
Yeah. So fucking.
Oh, my God, look at him. He seems to be having some trouble. He must have cancer.
Right. So John's moving.
Yep, moving away.
Which now is like, okay, I got for the show, you know, I don't want to think, be selfish.
We'll have to figure something out.
Right.
We'll have to figure something out.
Now, you know, maybe we can have you, if you still can do it, if it fits your schedule now that you're an Atlantean, whatever that is. Atlantean?
I have no idea. I would assume Atlantean.
Can you find out when you get there?
Yeah. I believe as soon as you cross over the border, the guy's standing there. It's like, please ask me any questions about Georgia that you would like. I'm a Georgian.
A Georgian.
I'm a Georgian.
It sounds like a, like a gay Trojan guy. Like a Middle Eastern gay Greek, you know. I'm a what is it?
No,
a Georgian.
Georgian is in the Georgia's in the Eastern Europe. So I mean, it's, you know,
that's right.
Yeah.
So now the house is gone. Everything worked. Everything worked that we talked about, the paint and everything. All that stuff I mean, the house looks good.
Yeah, the house looks good. Yeah,
you can't win like me. If I was going to sell my house right now, fuck, I got to do a lot of shit. I'd have to redo the deck and I have to redo the pool. There's certain things that got to be fixed.
I fixed some outlets, you know, right. So there was like a couple outlets in my kitchen didn't have like that switch, you know, like if it gets wet, you know, the reset switch.
Right.
So I had those fixed a couple other little minor things that I just kind of had, you know, but no, the inspection went fine. Of course they came back with stuff.
They always do.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the house needs a new air conditioner. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I knew that going into it, and they saw it when they looked at the house, so that wasn't a surprise. But everything else was in good shape, and it was enough where, you know, it was good enough shape where they were not even, that wasn't even part of the
right
the thing.
You know? Yeah. So, nice. All right. So
yeah, so it worked out well. So, you know, I'm happy with what I got for it. I bought it at the right time.
It's good, yeah. And you made a little money?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm walking away with six figures? Close to it.
Nice.
Close to it.
Even after the fee to the realtor.
My realtor was very helpful. She was great.
3-6%. What do they charge?
Six. Yeah, well, it's three to each. But I pay her six, and then she gives her
half over.
Yeah.
And she's like, ugh. I was imagining that moment where realtor's got to hand over that money. It's like, you know, hey, listen.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's been on the other side of it too, where she's the buying
right.
realtor. So, yeah. you know, the buyer. So it's give and take. But everything went smoothly. I'm happy with, you know, and it's.
So you closed?
I'm closing September 30th.
Oh, well, I've purchased several properties in my life.
Yeah, no, I mean, once it's done, it's done.
Closing date is always changed.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you say? Like, and there's been at least eight, closings that were never, like, okay, it's scheduled for the 1st. Well, it'll have to be, you know, they change it, like 3 days later, a week, whatever.
Well, here's the thing: I wanted it to be so. I'm not going to get into the whole specifics of this, but the house sold after 12 days. It was under contract after 12 days on the market.
Right.
Okay. So that was like August 30th, basically, and we had agreed on a September 30th closing date. Excuse me. But then there were some issues, and there were some, you know, they had to get the inspectors and blah, 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 and there were some delays. So we kind of came to this agreement 2 days ago and signed the papers today, but I was like, hey, you know, because we lost 12 days from this original deal, can we push the closing date back by a week? You
right.
know, because now I've only got 17 days instead of 30 to get my shit packed up and find a place to live in Atlanta. And they're currently out of wherever they were living. They're staying with family. It's a family of four.
Right.
They're staying with family. So they're like, no, we got to... We need a place to live. Yeah, we need a place to live. So, to me, they have a big sense of urgency to close on the 30th.
Sure.
I don't think there's going to be, if there's a change of date, it would only happen because of the title or the bank.
A number of things that probably will happen, and you'll be the benefactor of that. You're like, oh, listen, we got to close another day or two later, but because of their situation, that may push. Or cause somebody to say, look, we can't make the fucking date change.
Yeah.
Get the stamp on that document.
And here's the other thing is like, you know, I'm moving out of state. So I got to pack up a truck. I got to rent it. You know what I mean?
Shit to do.
So it's not like, if they change the date 2 days before, doesn't matter. I'm already going to be out of that house.
You got people enrolled to help you move?
To be honest, I'm trying to go as lean as possible. So I'm going to sell off as much as I can in my house.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm really just going to, you know, I'm only taking a couple of things that really I would need help lifting or putting into a truck. But I'm really trying to go super lean, super minimal.
Right.
You know, took pictures of all the stuff I want to sell today. I'll put it online tomorrow. Sending out to Facebook friends.
So there you go, people. Pay attention to some of John's shit.
That's right. And I got some pretty good shit.
Yeah, we're going to miss you, dude. I mean, you know.
I'm going to miss you, too.
Been friends for like a year, right?
Well, I've been
a year and a half.
2.5 years.
2.5?
Yeah. You know what I was looking for the other day? This is a funny story. I don't think I ever told you this, but when I first started doing comedy, which was 2.5 years ago, a little over 2.5 years ago, I was talking to somebody at maybe like the Funky Buddha. I was talking to Bellick or somebody like that. And I was like, yeah. I said, what other, you know, open mics? And somebody's like, oh, yeah, you know, there's this one. And John Hine has a room or whatever. And there's this guy, Dougie Almeida, who runs a room out in Coral Springs, talking about Tavolino's.
Right.
You know. So I was like, okay, cool. So I went home and I got on Facebook and I found you on Facebook. This is before we were Facebook, before we even knew each other. And I sent you a Facebook message. I'm like, hey, I hear you run a room in television. I'm like, I'd love to get on stage, you know.
Yeah, but sound like this.
No, I'm just saying, but you know, but it was so naive of me because I had no idea what the show was.
Yeah, and by the way, it sounded like Balak said it like begrudgingly, like, Like, I'm like the guy on the other side of town that none of the hip local comics like.
Wait, say that again?
Like, you know, like you said, like, Balak's, yeah, and this other guy.
Well, no, but I mean, he said, I think he said it more because it was a higher end show, not just an open mic.
Oh, I gotcha.
Right. Do you know what I mean? Right. But like, I didn't take it. I didn't know because I had no experience. So I just reached out to you. I mean, you never wrote me back, so go fuck yourself. But, you know,
well, listen, you do that. If you're not friends with somebody on Facebook and you send them a message,
yeah, it goes in that little,
it goes to that one that you got to look for. You know, right. If you don't, I mean, I got millions of them on there.
Yeah.
And they're all these, you know, spam ones of these chicks. Hi.
Hey, you want to buy some sunglasses?
Yeah, this shit.
I was actually looking for that message to see if I can find, like, the sent message because I was going to send it to you. Just as, like, I thought it was pretty funny, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Look at how it worked out.
Yeah, and then I ended up, working at Tavolino's anyway.
That's right. Which
I am on the 28th, by the way. It'll be my last show in Florida.
All right. Well, good. I don't have to worry about booking that one because we've had some fallouts. The last couple weeks, you know, I mean, things aren't running smoothly.
Hmm.
You know, last week, the headliner, you know, couldn't make it. There was a misunderstanding. They thought we canceled Sunny Isles. You know, let me know if you want to cancel Wednesday. And nobody said, I want to cancel that Wednesday. It was assumed that I understood that.
Sure.
So I had to fill in, which L.A. Hardy stepped in.
Yeah. How'd you do? How was the show?
I wasn't there, you know, and Mike Cintron hosted.
Nice.
Held the hosting duties for me. And then John Gregory couldn't make it. He had a family emergency.
Hmm.
Which, you know, by the way, somebody, and again, this person's going to remain nameless, but on Facebook, somebody just, I guess I was mad. I was in, like I was just pissed about something. And they thought, oh, this would be good to say something stupid. You know, like, because, you know what it is. You want to rile me up.
Yeah.
So I think somebody tried to rile me up.
Right, push
and suggest that, you know, that John was, you know, he just canceled because there's something else. He didn't want to do Tavolino's or something like that. I'm like, why the fuck would, that sounds stupid. I'm like, why are you even saying that? And I was like, kind of was seeing through it. I'm like, I wonder if this fucking asshole is just trying to start
some shit.
Like, yeah, and then I didn't react. I'm like, I don't give a shit, you know, whatever. Right. You know, if somebody doesn't want to do a show, don't do the show. And I was just trying to bust your balls. I'm like, dude, you know, listen, I got enough of that in my life. I got enough shit going on. Cancellations on these shows.
Yeah, it happens, you know.
It happens. And
you got to roll the punches sometimes.
Yeah, Ramon Garcia was supposed to be co-headlining this week with Matt Fernandez from Tampa, two funny guys, young comics. But
he's in Toledo, I think?
Yeah, congrats. You got the thumbs up from Stroop. And now he's doing the Funny Bone stuff, and he's got a nice little...
he was working with Bert Kreischer all weekend, who I'm a huge fan of.
Cleveland, the Ohio Improv.
Yeah.
That's where it all happens, where the showcases are that, you know, I'm trying to get... I've Stroop seen me at the 10K Challenge, did good, so I'm setting my avails.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice, but...
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's competitive. That's like being the 15th guy in a bar and there's one hot chick. You know what I mean? It's like
I'm always the number one guy.
Yeah.
With that chick,
well, let's get back to something when it comes. Now you brought the manliness stuff. I'm gonna say that again. I want to get back to this PTSD thing. I really do because you know, one, you ask about it. Well, I'll talk about it. When it comes to comedy, by the way, I had a great time in Charleston, West Virginia, at the Comedy Zone. Got to work with my buddy Frankie Paul, very funny guy. I got to tell you, I got the Delta Gold Card, by the way. I got my Delta Amex Gold Card.
Okay, yeah.
So now...
I get priority boarding. Yeah. I told you that a year ago.
I know. Well, I finally listened. And, of course, I like the TSA. I'm flying pre-check. And, dude...
You're flying pre-check. You're getting on the plane first. Yeah, I mean, now you know what traveling's really like.
The flying experience isn't that bad.
I'm telling you.
It's not that fucking bad.
That's what I told you.
Anyway, so I'm happy about that. So I got the card, and I got my new card today. And I'm thinking... Yeah. And nothing better than when I'm sitting there with luggage and not worrying about some fucking asshole having to put his little duffel bag and his fucking big luggage in there, and I can't. Now when I go on first,
that's the thing. It takes.
So I go on when the first class guys go, basically right.
Yeah,
after
right
that.
After that. It's priority. Yeah, but so that's the thing. It takes the stress out of. Am I going to get an overhead spot?
Right.
So that's automatically taken out of it. So you're not stressing out about that. You're taking out the stress of, am I going to have enough time to get through security? That stress is automatically going to have to take off my shoes and my belt. But, I mean, so those were really the two big pain points of traveling by air. And one, you know, and I always tell people that. I said, if you look at really what the biggest stresses are of that, those are really the two biggest ones. I said, and if you take those out, you're golden.
Right.
It changes the whole experience.
Yeah. And it's been, you know what I'm saying? I flew one way last week because I met Frankie Paul picked me up in the Raleigh airport. So I got a cheap flight on Delta for like $160.
Dude, I just got a flight on American round trip to Atlanta.
Right.
The flight itself, like before the taxes, was $52.
Round trip. Wow.
From Miami to Atlanta. The whole thing with taxes and fees was $86.
It's almost as cheap as Megabus.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm flying Tuesday, coming back Thursday. So, I mean, it was like...
So, you're going to go find a place?
Yeah, I got to go find a place.
You got, like, leads? You got, like...
Yeah, so I've marked off a whole bunch of places that, like, you know, on Zillow and Trulia and that kind of stuff. And I just, you know, I create a list. So, I'm going to set up some appointments. And I'm just going to fly in, grab a rental car and start going. Stay at my buddy's place Tuesday night. Do the same thing on Wednesday. And then fly home on Thursday.
What time are you getting in there on Tuesday?
I get in Tuesday a.m. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, you can't do the Monday at the Star Bar, Community Star Bar. They have a great open mic.
Oh, you're talking about in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's
where you're going, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'm going to try and do, you know, I got so much going on. I don't even
want to bother with it.
Yeah, I don't want to bother. Going to see my best friend and his family lives there, so I'm going to spend a little time with them, you know.
Yeah, so, well, that's good, man.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Well, again, so that had a fun time, you know, a fucking 13, 14 hour drive home.
Yeah.
But the wife was in Palm Coast. She stayed, her and her mother, because it's birthday, went to she has friends that live out there near the Bay areas over there. Nice. And she goes, oh my God, we went to go looking at these houses that are for sale up there for like three bedroom, nice houses, you know, for like $150,000. Yeah. You know, and I could walk away from this house and go, you know.
Yeah, it's because nobody wants to live there.
Yeah, well,
I mean, people are like, oh, I can get so much rent. You know, it's like, yeah, it's because who wants to live up there?
In Palm Coast.
Yeah.
Well, you got,
I mean, it's nice.
You got Daytona. You're only really like, you know, 2.5 hours, not even.
Only 2.5 hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours away.
Yeah, is that all? Oh, geez. Yeah, why not? Because I know when I want to go out to dinner, I just drive to Naples.
Yeah, that might be it. But there's good restaurants and shit, I imagine.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not nice. It is. I'm sure it's great. But it's, you know, I think for a retiree who wants to do nothing but fish. Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Not bad.
Yeah, if you want to, like, you know, where are you going to do comedy?
Well, I don't know if I like these long drives. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I'm dreading the one to Atlanta.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that, but when you get to the 14, 15 hours, you know, so that's why I don't mind. Hey, I'm going to fly. I don't give a shit, you know. Yeah. I'm just going to fund it. But, you know, this was funny. I thought I'd enter that Mardi Gras comedy challenge that's run by Randy Singer, right? And I thought...
And Tomahawk.
He runs it too, that fucking guy?
Well, he's the host. Well, he was the last year.
And I'm like, all right, well, I don't give a shit. I'm going to enter, whatever. There's no submission fee. I wouldn't pay $25 to enter. And I did the video submission. So I guess over the weekend, everybody went into audition. And I saw some of the people that posted that, hey, I'm on the semis. I'm like, oh, okay. It's going to be like open micers. And then again, they have Peter Fogel is going to be on it. I busted his balls. I said, I can't believe you're in a contest. I'm doing the same reason. It's $5,000. So I guess that may be a shoe in for the win because it is a fixed contest.
You think?
Yeah. And second, did I say that? I think I did, but I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. I thought, okay, whatever. I have the week, and I had emailed them. I said, because my friends are all going to the Food and Wine Festival in Disney.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. October 7th, 8th, and 9th, whatever. And you know, we usually go every year. But we hadn't gone in a while because I've been doing so much work with comedy. But I think it's my wife's not happy because it's like, it's fucking hot. You know,
it is hot.
You know what I mean? You walk around there, you die, you know. And
you can hope.
Yeah.
The problem is you're not dying. You're living.
Yeah, you're living.
Through that shit.
And you're drinking, yeah, you know, and you're eating, and you know.
And you know, and you're paying, you know, $18 for a glass of wine and $22 and $22 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, no, we get wrecked. But it's fun because it's a group of like eight, nine, you know, two or three or four couples. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the one thing. So I left that was open, and that's the week Jim Florentine's going to be there all weekend. Nice. And then the 14th too, whatever, something like that. So I had those 2 weeks. I said, I preferably if you could fit it, I have that 1 week because they ask you what week is the one you have open. And the person went, LOL, okay, back to me. And I thought, okay, this is the first sign that, you know, like somebody's going, I can't believe he still fucking thinks he's getting into this contest.
Right.
So, you know, and then, of course, I seen people announce, so I emailed. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry, we have everything's full. You know, if anything happens, we'll let you know.
If we get a cancellation.
Yeah. And I'm like, I go, oh.
if the kid doesn't graduate from the comedy the comedy class on time and able to make the contest, we'll let you in.
If one of our one of my legion, one of his comedy class guys that we're gonna try to boost up by coming into the show, that's gonna have an audience of a bunch of fucking geriatrics.
That is an old audience.
So
I just realized.
And I say that and people say, "Oh, you're fucking bitter." No, listen. I just performed in Laugh Your Asheville Off. It's a pretty prestigious, you know, comedy. Yeah. I'm not fucking worried about getting into the Mardi Gras where I won't mention, you know, at least two or three open micers have gotten in on this thing.
I don't even think that they denied anybody from that.
Well, that's the thing.
I thought they just kind of took everybody.
Fill it up. You know, imagine there's only so many spaces. So I get that. So sorry. And I go, so I emailed back. I go, wow, I guess I wasn't funny enough to make this contest. Yeah. You know, and I just
and they wrote back, LOL, who is this?
Yeah. What's your name again?
Yeah.
Did you send us a video ready?
Listen, Davey, maybe next year, all right?
Well, by the way, I showed you the new artwork
on
the
nice.
Deuces Wild Comedy Show, September 23rd, our first Deuces Wild Comedy Show at the Nectar Lounge, located in the Seminole Casino in Coconut Creek, Florida.
Nectar? I hardly know her.
Yeah. And it's two shows, 8 and 9:45.
Sweet.
And basically, the idea is the it's going to be three comics, Perry Sack, Will Rock the House Lewis, and Steve Marshall from New York City. Very funny guy.
It's a good lineup right
it's
there.
It's a great lineup. And three comics will be doing two shows. If you want to stick around for both, the comics will be doing different sets.
Hmm.
You know, that's one of the requirements. I said, guys, they're going to be doing
two
shows.
So Perry's only doing, what, 7 minutes a show?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Perry. hey there, Johnny.
You got my dirty shirt.
You got my dirty shirt, you. I'm going to have to punch you in the face. So, yeah, the idea is, you know, and it's kind of like the first show. They want to make it regular, not clean, but, you know, fun. And then the second show can get a little dirtier. Hmm. And that's the idea of the Deuces Wild Comedy Show, September 23rd at the at the Seminole Casino in Coconut Creek. It's free, no cover.
Nice.
So just go in there and sit, and there's a half-hour break in between the shows.
Go and drop a deuce.
That's right. Well, not really. I don't know if that's something.
See, you
got to
use that right there. You got to use like
come drop a deuce at the Deuces.
Right, we're gonna drop a deuce on you at the Deuces Wild Comedy.
But it got the great artwork because we left it up for them. I you know, my context is the casino will take care of it, and it was like this.
That should be your Facebook ad right there. We're dropping a deuce at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino.
Yeah, we're dropping a deuce.
Yeah, because you're dropping that show on them. You're dropping a deuce. Two comedy shows. I'm telling you, that's gold right there. Are you kidding? Someone's looking at that ad right there.
If I put that on my Facebook, use the Facebook ad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we're dropping a deuce. You got to use dropping a deuce.
Yeah, we're dropping a deuce.
It's like ding dong.
I mean, you don't want to say come drop a deuce.
No, they're not dropping the deuce. You're dropping the deuce.
Yeah, we're dropping the deuce.
That's right. Two comedy shows. We're dropping the deuce.
We're dropping the deuce. Two comedy shows. Yeah. Two free comedy shows.
That's right. See? There you go.
At Nectar Lounge.
What are you going to do after I move to Atlanta? I mean, your stuff is going to suck.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? listen, Talia's going to be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, the shows are shorter. We're not doing an hour and a half, 40. Yeah, we're doing a little over hour shows now, but. There may have to be another co-host, and it's good to have two.
Sure,
because then if somebody doesn't show up, and by the way, I'm ready to just go by myself at times now. You know, there's so much shit to talk about.
Well, you got to figure if I'm doing it remotely, like from Atlanta,
right?
Really, you know, unless I schedule something for that time, it's not like I got to drive anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, where am I? You know, just doing it from my fucking living room.
Yeah, just don't have tile floors.
I'll see what I can do. I'll make sure
air quality.
I love this place, but I can't take it due to the fact that it's got tile floors, and I once a week I'm spending half an hour on a show that's taped in Florida.
Yeah, think of your priorities.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just realized we were talking about that comedy contest. I registered for the Florida's Funniest, and I'm not going to be here.
Well, you better let them know.
Yeah, I know I will.
And I guess they're going to be announcing that soon because the submissions ended this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
For that, so yeah, I went for the Fort Lauderdale one because I'm here. But
yeah, that's what I did. Yeah,
I've been busy as shit, right? Like this week I'm off. It's just going to be nice. I get to be home all week, and then next week I'm going back to Vasani's in Port Charlotte, and then I'm going to be up in Chicago and Dubuque, Iowa. And tour and go to DougieAlmeida.com for dates. I'm going to be doing this shit. So October, I'm pretty light.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I mean? This is actually cool. I'm like, you know, I was a little upset as a comic. I need to fill those dates. I'm like, you know what? It might not be bad just to,
Yeah, back off a
chill
little
out. You know,
give yourself a chance to write a little bit.
Yeah.
Know?
And by the way, one of the shows in Clayton, in Charleston, West Virginia, I worked on some new shit. Like I did the stool show in Vegas. My Steve Roberts said, great show if you're there. Midnight at the Stratosphere, L.A. Comedy Club. Professional comics doing never perform material. Well,
maybe, yeah.
They should be.
According to them.
They're supposed to be. And
it takes a lot of balls to go to the Stratosphere at midnight.
Yeah. Well, most people are there. You know what I mean? There's a lot of industry people that come. Yeah. Like people in the industry come. People in the comics.
People with guns.
No, I don't know if they're allowed in where they sell alcohol. By the way, at that club, when you go to the Stratosphere LA Comedy Club, they deal like all you can drink. For like 25, you see the show for $25, you just drink all you want. Mm. You know, $25.
Attracts the right crowd.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a good time there.
Then they stumble across the street to the Las Vegas Pawn Stars pawn shop, which is right across the street.
This is a Rolex. I got it from my grandpa.
Yeah.
Hey, what was I just talking about?
New stuff that you did.
Oh, yeah. So, I told you the cock ring joke.
Did you?
Yeah, you were like, oh, it wasn't funny because, you know, any rate. So, but I did the joke. It got laughs. And then I just put a bunch of tags. I just worked out
what was it?
You know, I want to sell merch. You know, as comics, you try to come up with ideas merch. So I'm going to start selling cock rings, you know, in three different sizes, small, medium, and she'll never leave you.
Oh, right.
And no one's ever going to order the smalls. You know, somebody's like, I'll get the medium. And the next thing you know, they're stuffing like sugar packets in there, just like you know, trying to level off a table.
That's not bad. That part's not bad.
Yes, I'm saying. It built in. Dude, yeah. I had so much fun with it. It's just like getting a napkin and you stick something in there, sticking paper clips.
Tying a piece of string around it to keep it on.
You know what I mean? Like looping it with duct tape.
Yeah.
You know, making it fit. Because you don't want to get a medium. You don't want to get a small. Who's going to get a small? Is this like an emergency broadcast of some sort?
No, it was my phone.
All right. Hey, with that, let's just take a break. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with John Levine.
Who's wearing some pretty cool socks today.
Oh, yeah? And we'll be back with some of the top stories happening and more right after this.
This is Talia Brahms with the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, giving you your daily dose of feminine energy and making sure these guys don't kill each other.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
During the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with John Levine. Motherfucker.
Dougie's having some microphone issues.
Yeah, look at this bullshit.
Smacking himself in the face.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm like Prince at the Grammys. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I don't remember.
He was singing I Would Die For You or I'm a Star, Baby, I'm a Star.
Yeah.
And he had like his cape on. And he did a dance move and he spun and he threw the cape. And it hit the mic stand, and he went to grab it,
yeah,
because he was catching it, and he pulled it back up. The mic hit him in the face.
No, yeah, there you go.
And when even Prince fucks up, you're like, okay, I'm not that bad. Hmm. It's hard to be cool, fellas.
And then that second time when he fucked up, when he like took too many of those pills and didn't make it.
Yeah, didn't they just have a report on him last week that I guess they found it was that purple medication, even it was purple, the medication or something. But it was basically these high doses, which are like 10 times or
fentanyl?
20.
Yeah.
Which is like it's much stronger than
like
heroin.
Super heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tablet?
Well, they do sell it. They have it in a tablet form.
Wow.
But now it's a big thing because it's synthetic. Like you can make it, you know, in a lab. So it's easier to manufacture than heroin, and it's more potent. But the problem is that if you're off by, I think, like 10 milligrams, that's an overdose.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you. I mean, you can't fuck up on the dose. You know what I mean? Like you can be off on heroin by a certain amount before it gets. You know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a little margin of error.
Yes.
You know,
there's
a very
slim margin of error with fentanyl. Right. Well, because it's
a standard deviation.
Correct. Yeah. Because
in a sense,
it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's a big widespread problem.
Well, some people, I guess, you know, they got doctors like on staff that they think they know. I'll take care of it. I'll make sure it's fine. Because Michael Jackson, he had that guy, right? That remember that fucking doctor?
Oh yeah,
guy?
Oh yeah.
What a fucking schmuck.
I used to, when I lived in New York, one of my roommates was a resident. He was graduated med school and he was doing his residency. And he told me that the amount of anesthesiologists that they find overdosed. Like in hospital bathrooms and such, it's pretty shocking.
Yeah,
because those guys self medicate and they just give them, you know, they have access to, you know,
all that
high
shit.
Potency drugs, and you know,
those guys are every time most of them are all been Indian doctors. The anesthesiologist, almost every anesthesiologist I've dealt with has been Indian.
Right. Well, that you've dealt with.
Yes,
that's a very small sample size.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, it just happens.
Anesthesiologists are Indian.
I didn't say that. No. I said all the ones I've dealt with.
I see.
Always been. So it's not like, you know, I don't know. I guess that's, you know, it's a high liability.
Anesthesiologists?
They have a lot of, they have, you know, they have to pay a lot of money.
Well, you know, they still don't quite even understand how anesthetics work. Like in your brain, they don't quite understand the mechanics of it.
They just know it happens.
They know it happens. And the way they actually measure anesthetics is the same way that they've done it for like 200 years, which is, it's like how much of it dissolves in oil that's how they measure the potency of it. So, I mean, you know, you're still using that method. It's like, you know, we don't really understand.
Right. I remember I was definitely, after my back surgery, I was definitely more emotional for like 6 months after.
Yeah.
From it.
When they put in your vagina.
Yeah. When they took the tube out of my vagina after the surgery.
Right.
I actually remember when I woke up with that thing down my throat.
When you begged for the suppository.
No, I don't think so. I'll let you go somewhat. It's because you're leaving. Don't think I won't fucking hit you in the back of the head.
If you haven't done it already.
Yeah, well, listen. I prefer, all right. So let's talk about shit that's going on. Now, this is our second segment here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And, you know, Hillary's not well. That faint, like you said, it's a grueling, you know, the campaign trail is grueling.
Yeah.
You don't see Trump falling down like a fucking pussy, but
I'd argue that he does half of the amount of events that she does.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, you can argue if you want, but he still hasn't fallen over, you know. And, you know, by the way, here's the thing that's interesting. She continues to apologize. Like, I guess we could have handled this better. Like, that was the thing I just read. You know, campaign says they should have handled the reporting of her illness better. You know, they said that.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
they didn't. Right.
Right. So that's okay. We could have done this better. Oh, the fucking emails. Yes, I could have done this better. But, you know what? You're right. I had a brain fart or whatever the fuck she said. Oh, you know what? You're right. I could have done this.
But Trump,
you know.
But Trump is fueling these conspiracy theories that she's not well. So hold on,
it's a victim story when anybody from the outside has to deal with how I deal with anything.
But listen, the point being,
whatever Trump does is nothing
because the campaign did come out and say, hey, Hillary's sick on Friday, the Trump campaign would have jumped all over it. See, we told her she's sick.
So what you're saying is, thank you for admitting her weakness. So what you're saying is
that she's sick.
No, is that that she's manipulative and she's in a sense that she doesn't believe in being honest. She actually worries about the actions of others and what they can do.
She doesn't have cancer. If she got a cold, does she have to tell everybody?
Other people's actions or what they possibly do predicate hers. That is somebody who's, in a sense, you know, silly.
This is marketing. I mean, think about it, Doug. Let me put it to you this way. I just sold my house. I didn't walk around with the inspector pointing out every single thing that I know is wrong with the house.
No.
Now, am I lying? Am I being deceptive by doing that?
No, you're not, but
that's what you're saying.
But you're saying she's hiding your house versus the person who's supposed to run the country.
But she has a temporary illness. She has a cold.
How do we know that? You only know it because of what she said. But the only reason she's saying anything is she fell down like a crash test dummy in the middle of the street.
They came out today and they said they're releasing more of her medical records.
Oh, okay, yeah. After we doctor shit up, let's do it. Okay, we'll do whatever.
So now they're faking it.
Well, no, it's just that, you know, here's the thing. If in fact Because to me, I'm a human being. If I understand that the campaign trail is grueling, right? And if, you know what, no matter what the fuck anybody says, you're going to come out and say, look, you know, she's going to take a little rest because it's been, you know, it's been a
long
train. They
would seize on that shit so fast.
Well, then,
the Trump campaign would seize on that. So now she has to rest.
But now she's fainted in the eyes of America.
Well, look. I understand, but the point is that there's no right answer to this, because if she did say, look, I got to take a couple days off because I caught something and I need to just rest, then the Trump campaign would have came out immediately and said, we told you she's sick.
Because the Trump campaign should do that. Now, they should do that. They would do it in return. Either campaign would do whatever back to each other to make them look stupid or point out a weakness.
So what do you do?
So what I'm saying is there's a trend here with Hillary. She continues to apologize for having things not done in a certain way.
Well, hold on. She didn't apologize
they
for
did.
Being
they,
sick.
No. She apologized.
They came
for
out
not
and they said she has pneumonia.
No. They came out and said, well, our campaign should have been more upfront. We should have handled my illness a little better than we did. We didn't, you know, whatever. She came out and said it. They came out and said it in a report. So my point is, it's just ongoing. Oh, we should have. You know what? You're right. I could have done that better. You know what? Oops.
But on the flip side of that, do you want somebody who never says that they fucked up?
Yeah, I want because it doesn't matter. Everybody fucks up.
Yeah, but you know, Donald Trump never says he fucks up.
I don't give a fuck. I just want somebody who's going to do something and, you know, not be another fucking crook out there that, you know, I don't know how anybody could fucking believe in this woman. She's deceitful. She's dishonest. She's
I don't know how
everything
believes in Donald
everybody.
Trump.
Well, listen, you know who he is.
No, you don't.
You do know the
buffoon.
No,
you don't.
It's so open. It's like Archie Bunker. Who doesn't know Archie Bunker? He's an Archie Bunker. He's just a guy. He says everything he's thinking. There's nothing to not know.
When he says it.
Listen,
he makes things up on the fly.
He'll say things, and
and they're made up.
Because let me ask you a question. So, how are you going to end the war in Iraq, or how are you going to end the war against ISIS? Listen, that's not an answer. There's no answer to that at the moment.
But he gives it.
Just like Hillary didn't want to say that she was sick because the media would take that apart and it did. So it's all the same nonsense and excuses why people don't do. So don't keep judging one person. It is the same thing.
I want someone who says, you know what, this is a very difficult problem. We're going to have to study this issue. We're going to have to come up with a plan.
Based on your mentality, then John, you should then not being hypocritical. You should be the same method of thinking towards the other thing.
What's the other thing?
The other thing is like if there's something there, then you have to be honest and say, well, this is the way it is.
If she has cancer, yes. If she has MS, yes. If she has Parkinson's, yes. If she has a cold, no.
You can't dismiss her excuses and then attack another person's excuses. And that to me is stupid.
You're missing the whole point.
No, I'm not missing. My point is that everybody that keeps talking about Hillary, everybody keeps talking about Trump. They realize, at this point, it's past that. You can't keep pointing out their faults. There's too fucking many of them. The fact that you could point out a fault with each one of them is not
okay. So
get
then let's
difference.
Talk about the issues.
No, the point.
He's got no issues.
Yeah. Well, listen. There's a lot of people that think we need a fresh way of thinking right now because we are where we are.
He's
because
not thinking.
Well, listen.
That's a fresh way of not thinking.
Well, I can assure you that if he becomes the president of the United States, that there will be people around him that will. And they will, and the GOP will get together and put this shit right.
The guy from Breitbart?
No.
Chris Christie? Trust me, the General Flynn, who Chris Christie told to shut up during the intelligence
Whatever.
Briefing?
But people keep saying this, who are these smart people?
Again,
you're asking me a question that only the future can tell, and that's what you're trying to do. You know there's no answer to the question.
No,
you expect me to answer the question.
I'm not.
So it would be easier for me to point out that you asked that question only to defer and detain me in a different way because you want to be right about the conversation. You just said
he's going to surround himself with smart people. I'm asking who those people are. If you're voting for a guy based on the fact that
you're not listening to, John.
If you said you're going to vote for a guy based on the fact that he's
going to vote for a guy. I didn't say I'm going to vote for a guy. I would say you got to look at somebody
or if people,
and compare.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling you the end result is how you need to make a decision.
Here's the thing. He, up to this point, has not surrounded himself with smart people.
John,
so why do you think when he becomes president, he will surround himself with smart people?
I don't want to sit there and talk about it. What I'm trying to tell you...
You brought
it
up.
No. You're missing the whole thing.
No, I'm not.
I said on both sides, there's plenty of shit to talk about both these fucking
morons. That's fine. So let's talk about
them. No, we don't. We need to talk about them. We need to look at the fact
that... So what's this conversation about?
Because this conversation is about get past that, because you can't even get past that by bringing up another thing about him in a conversation where I brought up something about about her.
Well, then why is she under so much scrutiny when he isn't? That's the part I don't get. Every single thing she does is scrutinized.
Everything they both do is under scrutiny to the nth degree.
And he comes out and says stuff, and people go, "Eh, he's just being Donald Trump. He's just being him."
Well, because you just said it. People don't expect that. If he's not a politician, he's not that. They expect that.
So he gets a pass.
It's what got him the Republican nomination, because there's a lot of people in this country that don't want another fucking puppet in there and just some other fucking, you know, fucking politician that just doesn't give a shit. No, whatever, John. That's not what they want. They want somebody who can make decisions and try to weigh things out on a business type sense.
I alone can solve these problems. That's dictatorial.
Whatever. I don't care. That's dictatorial. I need somebody with some balls and that type of thing.
You're his audience.
Yeah, because I know success. I know people that are successful have that type of that attitude. That's what makes them successful, because
they're
not
successful politicians.
Well, John, listen. Again, you keep going back to the politician category.
This is politics.
You're talking about the president of the United States. There's been plenty of presidents in the United States that were not politicians, right?
There were
generals. There were this. There were that. Right. So
they're all familiar with the law and in service to this country.
Right now, you could Google anything, John. Okay, that's the.
I don't want my president googling how to run the fucking country.
Well, trust me.
Did you make that statement?
Yeah, I did, because you want your president doesn't know the difference between C means confidential and a fucking email. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Are you kidding me? You're going to throw that stupid comment out at me and not look at your own fucking candidate?
You want Donald Trump googling where Aleppo is?
What I want is no, that's Scary Johnson, by the way, who did that. Trump.
No, I know.
All right. Well, now you're trying to.
Do you trust him?
No, I never. I wouldn't invite. Not at all. He's like the worst of the both of them. He has no power. He has no influence. He's not going to have anybody around. He's got no one cares about him.
I'd rather have him than Trump.
Well, then good, John. Whatever your tastes are, that's yours.
He's a former governor.
Whatever.
He knows how to govern.
Whatever.
Donald Trump doesn't.
Whatever. John, I don't care.
I'm just telling you.
I don't.
But how does it not bother you that the person who's applying for the job has no qualifications for it?
Because he got voted in by the people of the United States. That's just the way it is.
No, he did not.
He got voted in through the whole process during the Republican nomination. Are you saying he didn't?
That's 13 million people. It takes 65 million to get voted in president.
All right, but what I'm saying is...
He's got 13 million in one.
Is he not where he is because... He campaigned and people followed him and voted for him to be where he is.
No, he won the primary.
Right. So he won the primary. So how can you tell me that people didn't vote for him?
I didn't say people didn't vote
for him.
Well,
you did. You said, no, people didn't vote. Yeah. Because you wanted to bend it out to the whole country. But I'm trying to, because you want to minimize what I'm saying as a fact. Every fact that somebody comes up to you, you challenge the fact. And, as opposed to just listening to what's being said and saying, you know what? I understand that. Here's my opinion. Everything you got to do is break down to a cell. And then you wonder why someone's not going to listen to you when you speak about what you speak about. My point,
you don't listen to anything.
Yes. Okay, John. My point is that he's there for a reason, right? There's people in this country that, as Hillary calls them, the deplorables, or there's people that feel this way.
That wasn't the exact quote, but
whatever. I didn't quote her.
Why let the facts get in the way of a good story?
Did I put up the quote sign?
You just said what Hillary said.
Like the deplorables. I didn't say I'm quoting her. I said that she called them the deplorables. It was actually in one of the stories here.
Read the whole quote.
Well, I don't need to. I don't give a fuck because I'm not anal. I'm just telling you that's everybody knows what I'm talking about. But you're just trying to challenge me and try to make yourself look smarter.
No, you're not anal. You're saying I don't care about the actual facts of the story. I just want to go with what I think supports my argument.
No, I don't do that because I'm not here to argue.
Doing.
Because if you knew my argument,
she didn't call them all deplorable. How many did she call deplorable?
Hold on a second. If you knew my argument, you know that there is no argument. My point in this whole bringing up this thing is that we have two people that are running. That are both scathed with controversy in one way or the other, so why are we talking about old shit? Everybody knows this. But that's my point. But we keep it looking at each of them. Again, my big picture is the people themselves. We're a bunch of lemmings, and that's why we have these fucking clowns right now running for the president, is because we, the people, are inadequate, and everything you see in these candidates is a direct reflection of every fucking person that's looking out.
Why do you think she will be a bad president?
I don't know if she'll be a good or bad president. I'm not going to predict the future.
No, I just asked.
You asked me a question.
Why do you think she would be a bad president?
I didn't say why do you think she would be a bad president.
I said, why do you think?
That's presumptive. I think she would be a bad president.
I'm asking you, what about her today makes you think she would be
a bad
president?
She's deceitful. She's an elitist. I don't trust her. I don't trust her. I don't like the Clintons.
But I was
during
thinking about
the Clinton, Bill Clinton's campaign, more missiles technology was given to Chinese during Bill Clinton's presidency when it came to national defense. There's things there between the Clinton Foundation that to me are just too shady. And there's too many things I just don't like about it. There's something that just doesn't smell right. Okay. What do I like about the other guy? Listen, it's back and forth. There's things I could say, like I could tell you, what do I like about Clinton? She has that experience. She's been around it. She knows everybody. She's in the system already. You know, no other countries aren't going to be all fucking freaked out.
She understands how laws work.
Right. All that. She's a lawyer. Great stuff. And then I could tell you the positive things of what I would think would make him do well. And that's the point. I can think both ways. I go through my day by day thinking I don't need you to fucking tell me that the difference of deplorable and non-deplorable, whatever the fucking comment was, that's part of a story.
Because you're reading a talking point.
No, it doesn't matter. It's
Donald Trump. They took that. They took what she said and then shaped it into how they wanted it to come out.
Right. So is there any way that you think what she said and how she basically took 50% of his followers, you think the label that she gave them is accurate?
Of the people she was talking about? Absolutely.
So you say 50% of his
followers. I think people who are white supremacists are deplorable.
No, that's not 50% of his. You think 50% of the people that voted for him?
Should she
think 50% of the people, that got him their nomination?
Let me answer it.
No, because I asked you a question, then you didn't answer the question. You went somewhere else. You tried to say something else. Instead of just answering my fucking question.
You asked me, do I think the people that she was talking about are deplorable? That's exactly what you just asked me. And I said, the people that she was talking about.
You think her statement is correct? Now, you think 50%?
That's not the question you just asked me.
Do you think 50% of the popular people are deplorable?
But let me finish. The entire statement, when she started, she said, look, I'm overgeneralizing here, but that's how she started it. So should she have
put it? I'm going to say it anyway.
Should she have put
I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Are you going to listen to me or no?
No, because you just made a point.
I didn't make a point. I'm answering your question. Do I think she should have quantified it into a number? No, absolutely not. And she even said that. I shouldn't have quantified it. But the people that she is talking about in that statement are deplorable. White supremacists are deplorable.
Right.
Islamophobics are deplorable. Homophobics are deplorable. These are not good people.
You think that if for any reason...
And those people are voting for Donald Trump.
Right. So do you think these people voted in other elections?
I don't know. I don't know what their voting history are.
Well, see, if I'm going to make such a judgment on such a group and such a fact, I'm going to be a little more concerned about how consistent that is.
Then let me
where it goes.
Okay, but
I'm not going to ground so much weight into some fact unless I really think it through.
No,
you
listen,
obviously didn't even think it this, through whether that's an important
that's,
fact.
That's
or
not true. Because
does the KKK always all the time vote Republican? Is that the way it is?
No.
Is that one of the truths?
But you know what?
Do they vote for Democrat? Do they vote for Republican?
Here's the thing,
do they
Dougie,
do both? And at any point in time, did somebody say, Dougie, the fucking KKK likes this person?
No, actually, that's the point.
That's a label.
No,
just
listen,
like you're
stop,
saying
stop
that it shouldn't
second.
Be fair
I'm gonna
that the American public sees fucking Hillary as a weakness
in
because Donald Trump's going to point. That's not fair if it happens that way. But if a fucking KKK person says she's going to support Donald Trump, let's bring that out because that's important
in
now.
In very few elections, in very few, not never, but in very few elections, do white supremacist group come out publicly in support of in front of a candidate.
And we
George,
all know
George Wallace.
All,
hold on.
We all
hold
know
on.
Why. We all
hold
know
on.
Why. Because
George
of the
Wallace
immigration
was,
stance.
George,
we all know why they did
okay,
because
but,
they find a similarity in his immigration
so,
stance.
So I don't.
Is that the only association as a person I can make? And if I'm an educated person and I know that I hear that the KKK are supporting Donald Trump and I know it's because of immigration. So they hear that and of course they're excited. At least they're thinking about something. And whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm not here to control them. I'm not here. I'm worried about the other 98% of the fucking population that aren't KKK members in this fucking country. I don't give a fuck what the KKK is doing. Just as much I don't give a fuck what the Black Panthers are doing or any other fucking organization that's based on hate. I don't give a fuck what they're doing or who they're voting for, what they jerk off to.
But these are facts that I don't give a shit about.
Well, that's
your opinion. But listen, that tells you something about the candidate. That tells you something about their principles.
It doesn't. It doesn't really.
Of course
really.
It does.
It doesn't really.
It tells you more
about what that group follow and why they follow. It has nothing to do to tell you about their beliefs.
If the KKK came out and said, we're voting for Hillary Clinton, wouldn't you think to yourself, I wonder what they see in her candidacy that makes them want to vote for her?
I wouldn't have to think about it. I would probably understand why, because under like the current circumstance, I understand why. So if for some reason, like in your hypothetical situation, they were going to vote for Hillary, I'd imagine it's because she shared something in her campaign that they related to.
Correct.
Right?
So that's the point. So Donald Trump
relates to immigration, the concerns of immigration.
But that's not good. That's not a good thing.
I don't care that if the John, I just said
that
John.
Means,
I don't give,
that
no,
means that his thoughts on immigration are supremacist.
No, that no, it doesn't.
Yes,
John.
It of course it does.
It does.
Then why? Then why?
It does not mean
if
that.
He has such a moderate,
that,
if he has such a
supremacist,
listen,
John,
if he has such a moderate view of immigration,
John,
why are they supporting him?
I don't give a fuck. Again, you keep asking me why the KKK support him. I don't give a fuck what
you
they
brought
do.
Up this deplorable.
No. Don't go. Don't backtrack on me now because you're. I don't give a fuck what the KKK does or why they do it. They're entitled as American citizens to think and do whatever they want to fucking
are.
Think.
That's right.
If there's a stance on immigration, there's a far right, there's a far left. Where the KKK fall on that fucking stance, I would imagine, is the extreme right. But we still have a concern, which is immigration. And that little fucking little cluster group of fucking numbnuts, I don't give a fuck where they fall on that concern of immigration. I know where I stand on immigration. I know where, you know, there's things I like and don't like. And that's where I'm going to put myself on that fucking scale.
But you're like,
I don't give
a
fuck,
John. You're glossing
John.
Over this.
No, I'm not glossing over it. You're trying to make you're trying to make a big deal out of what the fucking KKK. What are the Hell's Angels? Who are they going to vote for? Oh, all of a sudden I got to be concerned about that? Do I got to be concerned about every label fucking group that so you want to make an example? Example of it's hypocritical to me that you would even bring up that point and use that as a way to look at what it says about Donald Trump as compared to what it says about Hillary and her health. That she's a fucking she can't stand up for shit. She's a weak fucking woman who's just destroyed inside because she's deceitful and lies, and it's all building up on her.
It says that
that's what
it says that his views align with those of the KKK.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It says that the KKK align with some of his thoughts.
I'm sorry. So that's fine too.
Yeah, it's much different.
So
if
his
you say
thoughts
the way I do,
align
John.
With
you're
the way
saying,
the KKK.
Based on the way you said it, it's saying Donald Trump's reading an article saying, "Hey, I like what the KKK is saying about immigration." That's how you put it. Just
that's
now.
Like saying 2 + 2 = 4 or 2 + 2 equals four.
No, I'll give you an example of how you know. There's a guy. There's a monk. He goes up to the head monk and he says, "Listen, can I
is this
smoke?
Your cock ring joke?
Can I smoke while I pray?" And the head monk says, "No, you can't smoke. You can't. It's you can't. You know." So the other monk he goes and says, "Hey, how come you're smoking?" He goes, "Well, I asked the monk if I could smoke." He goes, "No, I just did." He said, "I couldn't." "Well, how'd you ask?" "Well, I asked him if I could smoke while I pray." And he says, "Well, let's see, I didn't ask him that. Well, I asked him if I can pray while I smoke," and he said, "Yes." So just what you did, there's and just in the difference of change, you said that Donald Trump agrees with the policies of the KKK.
No, I said his policies align with the thinking of the KKK. Which is true. That's why the KKK is supporting him.
No, because it's by the director you just say it. It says that he follows
it. Okay, then hold on.
And that's,
then I apologize for saying it this way. Let me say it this way.
That's how liberals try to trick people.
So let me say this.
The
KKK's views align with the way Donald Trump's policies
are. Listen, here's
the point. Is that better? Does that make it better for you?
I don't give a fuck because I don't give a shit. The point is
because you don't know anything.
Yeah, because I don't know anything, John. I don't know the structure.
You speak in talking points.
Yeah,
you just that's all.
You just want to be right about everything and sound like you're smart.
I'm not, but I'm educated. That's
well, I'm educated as well. So there's street smarts. And there's people that read.
Street smarts is what people who are not smart tell
themselves. There's a dimension of thought that gets past this structural thing you have.
And you were a philosophy minor.
Yeah, well,
so, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So the point was.
Tell me your monk joke again.
Good luck in Atlanta. So tell me this. So the fact that she made the comment. And that she admitted it was wrong, and everybody else admitted
well,
she was
she
wrong.
Said it
the
was,
fact
it
that you want to defend whether
she
it's
said it was wrong
or not,
to quantify it—that's what they said.
Well, but she said it was a stupid comment because you know, to me, I find it in a sense that you know,
that,
Trump said some deplorable or mean things or whatever you want to label. I don't want you to get caught up in what I say, but he said some mean things about Mexicans. Okay, and now she's basically said some mean things about fellow Americans,
white supremacists.
Fellow white people. She's not just calling she wasn't just saying that. She was just saying his followers, people that have similar beliefs, not just the KKK, not just other, but basically people that have certain beliefs that maybe
she named
a little,
the people that she was talking about.
No,
she did. She named them. She listed the people she was talking about. She didn't generalize and say the people who follow.
Okay,
hold
so
on,
now
hold
that
on.
She's named them, now that
but,
she's gone but, to the other side, she I will let you finish in a second. This is where I'm going to say the deceitfulness of why I don't trust this woman, and just like the manipulation
what
of words.
What is she
going
to do? Listen, if you don't trust
you
her,
just,
what,
she
no,
said,
no, no, no.
I don't want to quantify this,
hold
but
on,
she did
hold,
quantify
hold
it. She used specific groups, and she used a number that half. So she says, and so what, you can't say you can apologize when you actually did something on purpose. That's like me punching you in the face before a fight, before we even start fighting. Oh, you know what, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And now the rest of the fight, you're affected because your fucking eye's all fucked up. It's, you know, so the fact, that's,
that makes no sense.
It does make sense.
No,
it does make
it
sense
does,
when
it
you, when
no
you
sense.
Measure somebody's character and
if
what they say and why they say it.
If you you say something that you later on think that you shouldn't have said and you apologize for it,
no,
saying that you can't do that because you purposely said it to begin with.
I don't accept her apology because
you take what she meant, what she wanted to say, what you do, and how you feel, and you project it around everybody.
No, like you do.
No,
and, like,
I don't.
You said, well, I don't think that way. That's what you think.
No,
you
don't.
You didn't just do that. Don't be guilty. Don't be saying. Don't be pointing out stuff that you do yourself. By the way, John,
you just said that if somebody
you're not that much of an elitist, educated, moral that.
You just said
all of a sudden now you don't do the same human actions other people do.
You just said if somebody says something purposely, there's no way they can apologize for it later.
She knew what she was saying. She knew what she was saying. She quantified it by using...
She used the wrong word. She shouldn't have quantified it. If she said some of Donald Trump's supporters are deplorables.
But
if she said some...
Did.
Right. So she should have said some, not 50%.
So in fact, it is disrespecting the fact that there are a lot of people that do follow him, just like any, you know, someone says, hey, if someone says you're a racist if you follow Donald Trump, that's not fair. Would
she
you agree?
She didn't say that.
But I'm asking you this question. It's not fair if somebody says, hey, I'm going to vote for Trump, that you automatically assume they're a racist.
No, right. It's not fair to assume anything about
right,
anybody.
Exactly. So I would tell you that, in a sense, that what she did was, in a way, knowing what she did, she made a comment that she quantified because she used all the xenotype, you know, racist, and she used all those
yes.
groups of people, and she quantified it with a number, which she knew. Then she said, I shouldn't, but she did. Again, that's just bullshit. She's like, I don't want to tell you that you were wrong, but, you know, that's using that preface and saying that in a conversation. So we all know that's just a
joke.
The only
wrong part of that, of her statement, was quantifying it. The rest of it was factually correct.
I don't give it. Listen. It's not all. You can't, because there's nobody who went out to all the xenophobes and all the fucking racists and asked them all these questions why they follow him. Or
how does this get processed in your
you
brain?
You just said her statement was true.
Her statement is true. She was talking about the people that support Donald Trump, okay? The white supremacists that support Donald Trump, the Islamophobes that support Donald Trump.
Nobody knows who they are. How can it be a true statement then if you're just saying
white supremacists. There are.
How can you say that's a true statement if you can't even categorize or label who these people are?
She did label them.
No, that's my point. Yeah, it's a bullshit statement. You can't say that.
Hold on, wait.
Generalize. It's a generalization to
Correct.
Say that people.
Correct. So she shouldn't have said 50%. So then you make it a general. Some people who support Donald Trump are white supremacists.
But then you're not only are you not quantifying it, you're actually saying these people exist. When you don't,
they
you
do exist.
They do.
They came out and already said we're supporting him.
But it's a true statement.
But
all the other ones, the Xenos, the racists, all the people. Who are those people?
Not all of them.
No, that's what I'm just saying. So how could it be a true statement if it's not true, if it's not correct? It's not 100% correct. You cannot say
that
all the people that she labeled that are Donald Trump.
She didn't say all white supremacists. She didn't say all xenophobes. She said groups.
She said the groups. So those groups have to have some sort of representation.
Listen.
Those people have to have some sort of way of quantifying whether or not they're all following Donald Trump. How do you know that these people are following Donald Trump? How do you know?
Because they've said it. Because they've said it.
The KKK came out and said it. Which
the people who said we want to kick out Muslims out of our country
came out and said it. Which Islamophobe did? Who's the Islamophobe who did?
Dougie, if she said, I get support from the Jews, does that mean all Jews support her?
No, but you would imagine
that. But some Jews support her.
You know,
because
she,
some Jews who are Jewish said
quantified.
It.
Does she have a way to quantify? She won
You're
election for
You're
it?
You're such a moron.
I mean, no. You know.
You sound so stupid when you say stuff like this.
Yeah, okay, John.
Because all is so. Right. If it's not all Islamophobes, then no Islamophobes.
That's what I'm saying. My point is to your point that she said that she made a true statement.
She did.
It's not a true statement.
There's no way to quantify the truth in the statement. Listen. Okay.
No, the guy Duke and the guy the KKK said we like Donald Trump, and that from there
he's a white supremacist,
right? So from there, it's okay for her to say that 50% of the followers, they're all these people, and then no, it's not. It's David Duke.
So here's the,
and who, that's one person on. out of how many millions of people that voted for
him? But that's not the only person that did it. That's not the only person that did it.
No.
You're like Trump going, I get great support from the TV.
Some guy who was on a TV interview said it. Some guy who just wanted to get on the spotlight said it, and they represent
so
everybody.
So this is all fake.
What I'm saying is,
so you're saying that none of these people. You're saying that none of these people support him.
No, I could say people support him. I could just say that people support him, all kinds of people. But and for whatever reasons they support him are their reasons. I'm not going to fight that or understand it. That's just the way it is, John. And whoever fucking follows Hillary, they're going to follow. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. Whatever that point is, these are no sense. These are all Americans. These are all people. Are you telling me that whoever they are?
I'm saying white supremacists are deplorable.
All right. Well, I'm not saying that. But you are you saying
yes? You are. You're saying because they're Americans.
I'm just saying that. Listen. Just like Black Panthers, anybody in these groups, They don't have the right to vote. They don't have freedom of speech. They don't have any of the rights. All right, so that's my point.
But you can call them out and say that they're voting for a specific candidate. They're doing so because they like that candidate.
No, they like something about him. And why can't I respect that?
They don't like his economic policies.
How do you know that? How do you know that they don't have reasons to believe? You're not a white supremacist. Oh. You don't go to the meetings. How do you know that they don't have some sort of reason?
Stop talking.
How do you know that they don't have some sort of reason?
You're making yourself sound so stupid.
No, I don't. No, John. You are. No, I'm not. I'm trying to tell you that people in this country have the right to feel, believe, and vote for anybody they want.
You're absolutely correct.
And the fact that she's going to make a statement like this, she used a scare tactic. She used a fucking old
scare tactic.
She does. She came out and said, let me tell you, half his supporters are all these evil
Muslims. But banning Muslims from entering this country, that's not a scare tactic.
Now you're just trying to go for tit for tat, except the fact that what she did was wrong.
Well, because what she's not a scare tactic.
What she did was wrong.
It was so wrong.
Wasn't it wrong?
It was a factually correct statement.
Okay.
Except for the 50%, it was a factually correct.
It was not a factually correct. Yes, there's no way to quantify what she said. Any rate, we're going to take a break. And the other story I wanted to go to before we got into this debate was the Samsung 7, which is blowing up and causing fire everywhere. Yeah. We'll have that when we come back and straight from the headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines. We talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's what we need to do. A little laughter. By the way, I think it's funny because you're an Apple guy.
Yeah.
And I'm an Apple guy now.
Ordered the new phone, by the way.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I have a free upgrade with Sprint.
Okay.
Right, I think that's what we have, automatic free upgrades. I think we signed up for that. I don't know if you're familiar with that, since you're an incredibly
Sprint.
Smart guy that you know everything.
I don't have Sprint. I have AT&T, so I don't know what Sprint's programs are.
Okay.
I'm an intelligent man, but I cannot speak intelligently about the upgrade
about that
programs
subject
on Sprint.
Matter.
Yes.
Okay. So certain things you can't speak intelligently about.
Right. And those are the things that I speak intelligently about.
Right. By the way, so you're not going to do the PTSD challenge, PTSD push-up challenge?
No.
Why not? You just don't want it. You know you're nominated. You don't want to participate.
I don't want to participate.
Can you do 22 push-ups?
I've never tried.
That means no.
No, that means I've never tried.
Like Tim Kirby admitted to me that he couldn't do them.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, you know, if you're going
to... How many push-ups do you think I could do?
I don't know. Again, you're asking me a question
that it means I can't. So I'm asking you, how many do you think I could do? If you don't think I can do 22, how many do you think I could do?
I think you might be able to get to 15.
Okay.
16, maybe. Thinking. Could be wrong. But when somebody says they don't want to do it, I think, that means you
right.
can't
you make
do
an assumption about You make an assumption about
I'm
that
assuming
person.
It. I'm not saying it's right. a factual thought. I'm just telling you that.
Right, but that's how you
I'm
judge.
Assuming,
you just judge that they,
right.
they're doing
but
it
I would be willing
doing it because they can't.
But if then I saw you do it, I would be like, okay, I wouldn't expect, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, I misjudged John. He can actually
right.
do that.
And I would right. accept the fact that I misjudged because I'm human and people do misjudge. The difference of how we handle it differentiates us as people of,
but
you
purposely
know,
said that you think I can't do it, so then you can't go back on that, right? It's like punching somebody before a fight.
I think you can't because you won't do it. So I'm not. At least I'm saying something based on. I'm saying I don't think you could do it because you won't do it. I'm thinking that's why you won't do it. I think that's why you won't do it because you don't want to. You know, I don't want to be a pain in the ass. I got to film myself doing it. Yeah, there's a lot of other reasons, but I think it's because you just can't do 22 push-ups.
Think whatever you want.
I will. You know, and whether you can or can't doesn't make me a better person. Whether I'm right or wrong about it doesn't make me a better person, but. I just basically go with the flow. That's I'm given what I'm thought. I'm going to make my decisions based on what I evaluate and that. And
well, but you're not. You're making an assumption. You're not evaluating anything. I evaluate
that moment.
You said
you make an assumption based on evaluations and observations.
So what are the observations that you're making the assumption that I can't do 22 push-ups on?
Mainly because you won't do it. And then, you know.
Right, so that's not an evaluation.
I can see your arms and your body frame. Just,
right.
I don't know if.
Right.
You know, you're capable of it. It's not hard. It's 22 push-ups. So it's not like, you know, if it's one thing, if, you know, I think it'd be like 50 push-ups, you know, physically it'd be something that would be like, oh, I don't know if you could do 50 push-ups. I would even ask myself, have I done 50 push-ups? I would ask myself even. Mm-hmm. And if I asked myself, I wouldn't get mad at myself if I thought I would or couldn't, you know, or whether.
Who's mad?
I'm just saying. Just hypothetically saying, if I asked myself and I all of a sudden got mad or whatever the potential answer was, I wouldn't be a douchebag and make a comment about how I felt or why I didn't feel about it or how I assumed to think that.
Wait, so what?
Yeah, see, you're lost.
I am lost because you just keep talking in circles.
No, I just, if you're following.
So you're upset that I'm upset with you because you made an assumption about me not doing it because you think I can't?
No.
Is that following?
No.
So what was it?
It was that you're not doing it. You're just not going to do it. By the way,
I said, you know what you said.
I know that Tim Kirby said he can't do 20. He tried to do it and he only did two or three. And I told him, I said, if you want to, you can.
No, so he tried. He tried and he said he couldn't do it.
Right. And then I told him, I said, you can go from your knees if they're, you know, like a woman's push up. Mm-hmm. That's what I call. I'm not saying he's a woman. I'm just saying, you know, and when you go to PE class.
Because you think women are the weaker sex.
No, I'm recalling back to PE class.
Right. Back in the 70s.
Yeah. Because that's when I was in PE class. I wasn't in this week.
Right.
I didn't sit in a PE class this week.
Right.
But I was in there, you know, and they would say, you know, for even younger kids, perhaps kids that are not athletic yet, they would do it from their knees. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, the boys were too proud. They're not going to do it from their knees, mm-hmm. Until they couldn't. Then they go, okay, I'll do it this way if I have to. But you know, they admitted that, but they're young men and you're not expected to have that much, you know, that much of a personality yet where you're pretty cool with who you are. You're in ownership, you know, you're only in elementary or middle school. So, Samsung, good news for Apple. These things keep blowing up.
Yeah. They're having a recall.
Right. Now, is this because of their battery? Because they brag about the battery, right? The big thing about how you just stick it on a thing and it charges real fast.
Right. So, really the big issue when you're competing, and there was a really good article about this today, I think it was on The Verge, about... competing with Apple. And when it comes to Android, Apple controls, and they've always controlled, their own hardware and software. Okay, so they make the hardware, they write the software.
Right. That's their iOS system.
But it's all of their systems. Right. So they make a Mac and they make the Mac software. You know, so and even when it came to Windows, that was always the biggest downside, is one person is making the hardware, Dell is making the computer, Microsoft is making the software.
Right.
So they don't necessarily work well together.
Sometimes there's issues.
They're not as efficient as they can be because they don't control the whole process. Okay, where Apple controls the entire process from top to bottom.
Right.
So whereas Apple can have a smaller battery, but get the same amount of power out of it, or more than the Android device can, because it can work more efficiently. It knows the operating system from top to bottom, and they can tune it to make it so that it's battery efficient with less of a battery in there. The only thing that Android can do is throw more battery at the problem.
So they don't make the battery.
Well, it's not that they don't make, Samsung makes the battery, but they need to have a bigger battery because they can't tune the Android software because they're not making the Android software to work efficiently with the battery. So something that on an Android phone would take more power than it would on an iPhone.
Right.
So they can only brute force the problem by throwing more at it. And hoping that, it, you know, they'll get the same 10 hours worth of battery or whatever it is that the Apple gets by having a larger battery.
So they juice the fucker up.
So they juice the fucker up. And
see,
then,
I'm listening. I'm paying, obviously. I'm not that big of an idiot where I don't listen. I'm like a caveman over here.
But the problem is that when you start packing lithium ion cells closer and closer together you pack them, the more dangerous it gets.
Right.
Remember like the
hoverboard things.
The hoverboard, the Dreamliner 777, right. Remember, had those, and there was the same problem. The battery packs, you know, they heat up.
Like, who hasn't had their cell phone? Like your plug, it's charging you. Oh, it's hot as fuck. Yeah. Right?
Have you had your iPhone? You ever get the warning where it turns off? It turns itself off. Like if you're out in the sun, if like you're like in direct sunlight,
I think something like that happens.
It'll because it's got a temperature sensor and it will literally shut itself down.
I wish my wife did.
Anyway, but it was very fortuitous for Apple, I should say, that it happened when it happened, and supposedly they put in an additional 10,000 unit order when the recall started.
They did from Apple?
Apple did to their manufacturers, saying make 10,000 more than we said.
We're going to probably have some new customers.
And I'll be honest with you, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pre-order it, you know, when it went live, which I've done in the past. And I've never had it waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and ordering it where I've not gotten it the day it comes out.
Yeah.
Usually doing that ensures that you're going to get it the day it comes out. For this one, I'm getting it a week later. and I ordered in the same, you know, 8 minute span of whatever. So either that tells me one of three things. One, they're having yield issues, meaning they can't make enough of them because of the manufacturing process. It's not perfected yet. Two, they purposely didn't make enough of them to drum up demand. Or three, the demand is so great for them that they underestimated how great the demand would be.
Well, and this doesn't help. Shares of electronic giant dropped 7% on Monday in Korean trading, wiping out $14.3 billion in market value.
Yeah, well, that's a bit. I mean, your phone's exploding, and I mean, that's a bad,
not a good thing.
That's a bad pockmark.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Korea and exploding, this is good irony. It's a great story. One of our top stories. North Korea makes rare public appeal for food for flood relief. Bad flooding in North Korea.
Yeah, wasn't there an earthquake today or something?
In South Korea.
In South Korea, there was.
But in North Korea, they're having a lot of issues. And so this little fucking ding, you know, this little fucking yodel, you know, gets on there. Hey, we want to help us all, you know, we need more food. That's flooding.
Is that a Korean accent? What were you?
He's a flooding. Is he
French?
He's a Korean. Okay, it's a buckle. He speaks like me. Okay, that's a Korean. Understand English.
That was my grandmaster, Grandmaster Park.
Ah.
He used to go, hey dog, okay. You use a practice. You must change your pocket, your palm. You must have to kick. You got to palm. You got to practice the palm.
You're saying practice pong?
No, yeah.
So what you're saying?
When he basically says, you got to focus and practice every day your kicks, your punches, your form.
Oh, form.
Yeah. Your palms.
Huh.
Yeah. North Korea usually projects itself, the world, as a fully functioning workers' paradise, yet severe flooding in the country's northeast has resulted in rare admission that all is not so well in North Korea. According to a report published Sunday by the Korean Central News, North Korea's official state media, the country's northeast has been affected by the heaviest downpour since 1945. So, now he wants help.
Yeah.
Does the world community come and help?
That's a tough call. I'll be honest with you. It's a tough call because it's the people that are suffering. So I think there would have to be stipulations on it. Like if the UN is going to come in, let's say, and do something, like they have to be able to control all of it. They're not just going to give him money to do it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that to me would be the only way that you could do something like that.
Mm.
I mean, cause, you know, people are dying.
Hold on. This is just in the KKK says that they think they should help Korea with food.
Which member of the KKK? Was it all of them or just one?
Yeah, the representative was listed.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he is the official.
Carl,
you know,
Castle with a
whatever
K,
his name is.
K,
yeah. He said, yeah, we'll help.
No, but if we're going to have a serious discussion about this, I mean, we can have a serious discussion. But, you know.
Okay, I'm trying to be humorous on my show. But, I mean,
what would you do?
That's the thing. I mean, you would have to use this as an opportunity to get some sort of control in that country. You know, I mean, first of all, China recently has been, people think that, you know, China, because I guess it was about a year ago, China condemned one of their, hey, you can't be using this. But now they're kind of, and the world knows now, or, you know, security basically are saying, look, they must be giving it a thumbs up. Because otherwise they would they're
turning a blind eye.
They're amused by it.
They like the fact that they're a thorn in our side.
Right.
It gives them something
to focus on. That China's going, let them worry about the fucking Koreans.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know.
So I don't think they're encouraging it. I think they're just not.
So I don't
they're
think
just, they're
with,
just not doing
it.
With
that said, there's nothing that we should do. I said, look, you know, maybe China should help you. You know, they got plenty of resources. Maybe they should come in and help you guys. Whether or not, listen, you know, if you want help from the world community, you can't do any more fucking nuclear testing, you fucking prick. Okay, yeah. If you want, we'll come and help. But if you're not going to give up that, then you know what? Fuck, we'll send you some life preservers. You know, we'll send you some fucking rubber duckies. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then you get into a scenario where it's like, okay, so you're killing all these innocent people.
No.
You know,
he is based on his decision.
I get it.
That's the only way they can do this. The only way they could say, look, you know, and again, I'm not a politician, John, but, you know, as a rational man, you would think there's got to be things rationally, you would think. And, you know, again, I could be an Archie Bunker and I can make a decision on something. But I think that if we'll come and help, but there's something you got to do. You've been defying the world community with these tests. You defy us. You keep doing what you fucking want. You post videos that you're blowing up the country, you know, the United States and New York. You know, listen, and you want us now to help you with the flooding? You want?
Is he asking the U.S. or is he just asking the world?
Well, let's see.
I mean, I didn't read the article, but it would surprise me if he asked the U.S.
The Central Committee of Workers' Party, the WPK, as they call it in North Korea,
yeah,
had sent a public appeal to party members and service personnel of the Korean People's Army to pool their efforts toward recovery operations to help those in the worst-hit regions. According to the report, the WPK even redirected a nationwide 200-day mass mobilization campaign aimed at boosting the economy toward helping the flood victims. Good. Let them work it out themselves.
Well, it seems that's what they're doing.
Well, they need to, because I'm not going to go. I don't think we should fucking lend a hand.
I would volunteer you for that duty, though.
I would say,
well, let's send Dougie Almeida.
I don't care. I don't care how many hot Korean chicks there are over there. I'm not the worm. I'm not Dennis Rodman, who's just going to get over there and, you know. We don't need to help. I don't need to help them. But
I would like to parachute you in there with like an M16 and a Rambo knife.
I would fun.
And I think you would just, you know, you'd take care of that.
I got some hostility to get out, so that
you
wouldn't
think?
Be too bad.
You think?
Yeah. I think that would be kind of fun.
Maybe you should double your push-ups every day.
I could. Can you do that? Can you do 44?
I have no idea.
Well, why don't you do push-ups? You don't try to work out a little bit to be
that, I don't work out at all.
Right? You don't do any type of like stretching or anything to be.
I play golf.
Yeah, because that's a very healthy sport. Yeah.
Didn't hurt John Daly.
Yeah, fat fuck. It was always amazing watching that guy hit, but he would sweat his balls off. I remember at the Honda Classic here one time. That guy, you could tell he drinks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like Greg Norman,
he's an alcoholic.
Greg Norman can drink.
Fuck yeah, he's Australian.
He was at the Cheetah 3 one night.
Oh yeah.
And Pompano in the fucking back room, and my buddy Rick kind of knew him, so we were talking a little bit, and he would stay back. They're talking for a bit because they were speaking, I don't know, whatever. And he could speak something, but they were, so the fucking guy drank like 8 shots.
Oh yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. You remember that fucking guy, speaking of being good shape and healthy, that guy, that teen guy that was a doctor in Florida, he said he was.
Oh, yeah, he was arrested in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Accused teen doctor arrested on new charges in Virginia.
Yeah.
Florida teenager accused of pretending to be a doctor and stealing money from an 86-year-old patient faces new charges in Virginia after authorities say he fraudulently tried to buy a luxury car. This guy's like the modern-day catch-me-if-you-can guy.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a narcissistic sociopath.
Hold on a second. I just get a message. The leader of the KKK says they don't like this kid at all.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So you don't like him either.
Right.
So
right.
you must be aligned with the KKK beliefs.
Actually, what's more important is why is the member of the KKK sending you messages?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what I want to know.
Does he have my number?
Right, yeah. Let's talk about
stop
that for a
second. Yeah, stop calling me.
Let's talk about that for a second, Dougie.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Malachi Love Robinson was arrested Friday and charged with identity theft. And another fraud offense after he attempted to purchase a Jaguar at a car dealership. Boy, this guy wants a fucking, he wants it so bad. Right? This kid wants it. He wants to be some. See, I'm going to tell you, like, this is as a society, this is one of our problems. Because it's so important to be, you know, there's so many, like, really wanting to be important. Like, people, I want to be stars. I want, you know, there's people that want to gravitate, just be something.
Wanting to matter, though, is not a new problem.
But I think it's more of this problem. I think it's more that they're not happy with, like, they can't accept who the fuck they are. You know what I mean? Like, all right, you're not really a good-looking guy, but you get laid a lot. It's true. Because, I mean, listen, like, you're not, like, dashing.
I'm glad that you don't think I'm a good-looking guy.
No, but you know what I'm saying. But I'm actually saying you are attractive in the sense that,
yes.
Because you kind of own it. Like, you know what I mean? You know what the
I'm self-confident.
I mean? Exactly. If you have an attitude, fuck a dick once in a while. But I'm just saying that.
That actually doesn't preclude me from being self-confident, but.
You can do what you want.
Those are not mutually exclusive concepts.
I know, but I'm just pointing out my view of it.
I can be self-confident and a dick at the same time.
You could be. And a lot of times
usually that's called cocky.
See, I'm yeah, exactly.
If you're self-confident and a dick, you're cocky.
You're a little cocky. Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes
But I don't
know,
think I'm cocky. I think I'm self-confident.
You could be a little, you know. It depends who you're talking to. At any rate, but, and it was kind of a compliment, but you know what I mean? But because you own it, because you know, you're not like, oh, I wish I was taller. I wish I was thin. You know what I mean? Some people can't stop going through life wishing that there was something that they're fucking not.
I'm okay with myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's to know, I know you're atheist, but to know oneself is to know God. That's like, you know, that's what, like when I reached 30, that was like this mantra I kept going on, because he's like, you know, accept what you can't do, accept who you're not, you know, mm-hmm. this and that. And you really find...
That's why I don't work out.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. Wouldn't hurt you to grab a fucking dumbbell once in a while.
I'm sitting with one right now. See what I did there?
Yeah. They said employees at Kager Motors car dealership became suspicious when Love Robinson applied for a car loan with an elderly woman as the co-signer.
This guy loves those older chicks,
This fucking guy is so... Yeah. Oh, and these women, poor women.
I feel bad.
Yeah, deputies came to the car dealership and spoke with Love Robinson, who said he came to Virginia to buy a car for himself and another for his grandmother, or his godmother, I should say. The woman, who was identified later, told deputies that she had not given Love Robinson permission to be listed as a co-signer on the loan. She also told police she was unaware of recent purchases made on her credit card for 2 iPads. The sheriff's office deputy seized the iPads and arrested Love Robinson. What a shifty fucker. Now, all right, here's a guy that hasn't killed anybody, right, like, physically.
Well, he was pretending to be a doctor.
Well,
he
could
have,
right.
Yeah.
But he hadn't, you know what I mean? He's like, you know what I mean? He's basically, he's a shyster.
He's a con man.
Yeah. And, all right, so he's a con man. So what would be like an appropriate punishment for this guy? Like jail time, okay, he's going to be in jail. How long? I mean, you can't give a con man that much time in jail.
I mean, but how do you...
He's going to get out. He's going to do something again. Well, I mean, you think this guy's going to fucking ever change?
But that's my point, is how are you going to prevent it? So,
there's only one way to prevent it, John.
Put him in the room. I knew that was coming.
This guy goes in the room. He is a candidate of Dougie's room. He goes in the room, never comes out. He doesn't die. He doesn't suffer any type of pain. He just goes in the room.
That's how you know the KKK. They love the room.
Well, listen, here's
they
the
work
thing.
The door at the
and
room.
Let me tell you why it works, because I have the power to put some of them in the fucking room.
Oh, yeah, but they're voting Americans, Dougie.
But listen, I respect the fact that they're citizens, and I don't always agree, but you don't need to agree to respect. I respect that there's a difference. I respect that they feel the way they feel, and you know what? I don't see eye to eye with that. I don't look at that. I think it's crazy, obviously. I would think it's completely stupid, but that's the beauty of this country. They get to feel whatever they want. And if they ask me if I agree, I say, no, I don't agree. And if they say, well, you're an asshole, I say, well, you're an asshole, then I'd probably beat the fuck out of them. But until then, I don't give a shit. And if they come into my neighborhood and they start doing shit, and, you know, they start physically doing things, I want to see them taken care of. So, but until those lines are crossed, I'm not going to make any other decision about why they think or who they think or anything. The fact that they think they do, so I can't make any other type of assumptions or anything else by that, or come up with any other type of conclusions from that fact. It's ridiculous to do that.
So unless somebody does something to you or in your neighborhood,
to harm any other person,
but like it's established that the KKK does do that.
Well, but again, you're going many different lines there. But we're talking about them supporting a candidate. They like a candidate.
That's not what we're talking
from
about.
From that,
right now. We're not talking about that right now. Okay. What we're just talking about was, you said if they can think and you can respect how they think and you don't agree with it, but if they come into your neighborhood and they start doing stuff, then there's going to be a problem. My point to you is that it's well documented that the KKK has done this in other places. This is not. It's
and
not.
That's been dealt with, so, right? Those were arrested
But from that standpoint is.
What's the last time?
Hold on. Let me finish. Is that. Something shouldn't have to happen to you directly for you to denounce that group.
Me as a people, I said if they come into any neighborhood, I just told you they come into any neighborhood and hurt somebody.
But they've done that. But they're established of doing that.
Did they do it today? Was it done? Did they do it today? When's the last time it happened?
That the KKK did something
to
somebody?
I mean, when's the last time there was like they round up somebody and
I have no idea. Maybe they killed somebody yesterday.
I don't
no
know.
Idea.
Then if I saw that, then I would.
But
obviously,
you would have
I
would, to see that.
No, I'm saying I haven't even read a report. Well, I could tell you I haven't seen anything lately where the KKK killed somebody.
I mean,
you know, that kid Dylan Roof
went into that black church and shot up all those people and avowed his allegiance to the KKK.
Right. So what he did, he's just, again, he's like an ISIS member that's misguided and does some fucking stupid for some stupid ideology.
So we should
kill that fucking ISIS guy. No, kill that fucking kid. Put him. He should get the death penalty.
But the organization. They're okay.
I've never said the organization's okay. I'm just telling you that those people, the organization's one thing, but as individuals, they're others. Those individuals always have the right to make their own decisions, and hopefully they may make the decision.
And they've made
them. No. You're saying that the entire group have all made the same decisions. That's not true. There are people that leave and enter the group all the time. It's like Hell's Angels. There's people that leave, get bike gangs, they get in. You know, sometimes the mafia. Sometimes people try to get out, they don't.
Right, but when
so you
but
can't
when
say the whole
the,
group.
When
I'm talking about the individual when they're in it, because if they're all in a meeting, if all of a sudden the KKK are all in the meeting and we're looking at that meeting and they're all in there and they're saying kill Blackie, kill. Then of course everybody in that room right there, I could say they're all fucking assholes.
But what I'm saying to you is just by being in that room, you agree with the thoughts and feelings of the group. Now, if you change your mind and say I don't want to be a part of this, and you walk out, that's a different story. But just by going to that meeting automatically makes the fact that you are now agreeing with that group.
Right, but they could change their mind. They may not agree. They may be in there because they don't want to be. My point, John, is that. My point is that whatever they do and why they do it, until it affects another human being, just like if someone says they're against gay marriage, they can think whatever the fuck they want. But if they yell at if they walk up to a gay couple and started yelling at them, that's when their beliefs now are causing an action. That's not appropriate. But to say that somebody believes something or doesn't believe in something.
That person probably did not have a history of killing gay people.
Again, you're making other assumptions to a truth or just a simple fact. You're bringing it down to it. You're opening up a Dropbox and saying these are the conditions of this comment. And that's not said in the first place. But my point is that whatever the KKK believe or think or like I made it ridiculous. If they like chocolate, I'm not going to have anything against chocolate. If they like licorice, I'm not going to stop eating licorice. If they like Jiffy Pop popcorn, you know, I don't know why I'm relating to food, but if all of a sudden they drive Pontiacs, you know, whatever the fact is that as a group that they supposedly do is not going to affect how I feel about those things or anything else, whether they feel like a candidate, don't like a candidate. They do certain things, don't do certain things. Obviously, I don't go out and kill black people. I don't go out there and protest, you know, and burn crosses. I don't do any of that stuff. So, you know, I don't see through that. But as each individual, they have the rights to think anything any way they want.
And they're choosing to think that way.
That's good. That's their choice. That's life. They make choices. And they put themselves to be in that position. So,
right.
And so that whatever it is, good for them. Who am I to say, who am I to affect their decisions or how they think?
Because their decisions, by default of that group, are hurting people.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not talking about all their decisions just being because, you know, like the Ku Klux, like the Hell's Angels. Okay, they go out, they deal drugs, they do all kinds of stuff. But at the same time, you know, they have toy runs, they do charity work, so it's like anything. So it's like in Mexico, you know, El Chapo. Right. He kills millions of people. He killed a lot of people. He's a drug lord. But the people in the village love him because he hands out shit. So to say that there's all one side bad and this and that. All I'm trying to say to you is that whatever they fucking do, however they think, means nothing to me. If their physical actions, if they do certain things and now they're stepping over other people's lines. But however they think, if they get in a room and they scream all they want to do, that what the fuck do I care? And what the fuck does anybody else care? And if they feel a certain way about something, that's the way they fucking feel. It has nothing to the way I feel. And if they feel a certain way about it, it has no effect on me. It's what I'm trying to tell you. The whole point about it is I don't give a fuck who they like or don't like. And your point's ridiculous because my point, even before we got into it, is I'm sure the KKK has followed Democrat, Republican. I imagine they had all kinds. I imagine they're not that consistent on there. I don't know. All I know is that if all of a sudden they supported somebody, I'm like, oh, fuck them then. Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to not like somebody because somebody likes them. I'm not going to not like somebody because somebody likes them.
That's not the point that we were talking about.
I don't want to get into it anymore. Okay. We're done with that.
Right, because you've spoken. You don't let me respond.
Well, because you already made your point, especially when you finish, you call me a dumbass, and I sound stupid for what I was saying.
This is how you argue. So go ahead.
No, but I'm just telling you. I don't give a fuck how they think.
You don't give a fuck how I think either.
No, I don't give a fuck how they think or who they vote for. That means nothing to me. All I do know.
There's a reason they're supporting him.
They agree with some of his, like anybody. Right. There's a reason why anybody supports anybody. And they have that reason. And as a human being, you have the right to believe that way.
That's correct.
All right.
But the reasons are not for good reasons.
There's still reason why there's certain reporters that say, oh, he wants to deport all the Mexicans. No, the idea was to deport people out here illegally, but people stretch that and they say something else. But people, literally, like these journalists, get away with making these type of journalistic comments that are not 100% accurate all the time, and everybody keeps.
He said
pointing
he wanted to
things.
Deport 11 million. People
illegal right. aliens, not oh. everybody. And he didn't want to say he wanted to right. deport. He never said he wanted to deport Muslims, but there was people saying he wants to deport Muslims. He never said he wanted to deport Muslims.
I don't know what news organization.
Well,
you're
it's been said.
To,
there's people that say that. There's been ignorance tests done on the streets.
People
of
say
the
that vaccines cause autism too, but that's not true.
We know that but that's the thing. And that just Hillary knows that. That's why she makes a comment that she's going to. Oh, I didn't mean to generalize, but she does it because she knows that people are idiots and they're going to hear what she just said, with even though she shouldn't have said it. And then to apologize for saying something that you meant to say anyway, and she already knew she was going to apologize. So that's the game that I look at. I'm like, that's, you know, again, I look at that, I don't like it. Again, like I told you, I don't like it. I didn't like it when Trump made those comments about the Gold Star family. Yeah, whether I vote or not vote for somebody, I could say something bad or I don't like about it. I'm not one-sided in a sense. I'm so gung-ho with one area. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go with the flow. I'm not going to be, you know, stick to my, oh, I'm going to, you said something about the person I'm going to vote for, so I'm going to defend. As opposed to accepting the fact there's a little bit of ridiculousness there about her comment. Anyway, that's all we have time for on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Darn it.
That's right. And so what's up? So you got till the 23rd, 24th you're leaving.
No. I'm leaving, well, the 30th. This is when I close.
Right.
So October 1st is when I plan on being gone.
By the way, this Wednesday night, Wise Guys Comedy Show, very fun show. I'm going to be your host. We're going to have two co-headliners, Matt Fernandez from Tampa, everybody, a very funny guy. And, of course, Eric Da Silva from Miami. So two comics, two headliners going to come up there, do their time. I'm going to open the show. And no comedy for me this week. But don't forget, September 23rd, the Deuces Wild Comedy Show at Nectar Lounge, located in Seminole Casino in Coconut Creek, Florida. Two shows, 8 and 9:45. No cover, just come. Sit around for both shows if you want, because these shows are a little over an hour long, not a full comedy show. So you can sit through one show, go gamble, come back to the second show, same three comics, different material. So you can actually watch both shows and hang out at the casino.
Should be fun.
That's right. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous, and follow the show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And John?
You can go to my website, johnlevinecomedy.com.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow, of course, Elgin David and Peter Leonard will be here. See you then.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,